from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We were just talking about middle school.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's been a big topic the last couple weeks with your son starting middle school. And I asked Joe if he'd ever been suspended for anything from school. And he said, yes, actually, yes, once. And I assumed, well, obviously for fighting, being a troublemaker.
Yeah, right,
he is.
Right.
And he said, no, for plagiarism.
It was a Denzel Washington. It wouldn't have been a book report, but it was like one of those things you have to like give a presentation or like write a report about some figure. So, yeah, that was it. I had one day of ISS, and it was the day we had a basketball game, too. So
I
had to miss the basketball game. Wow. I had friends coming in who were like seeing me in the office. You know, you could like see through the glass window at the lobby, and they're like, no. And then I got ISS, and then I got my ASS beat later that night.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. But no,
I just feel like plagiarism for our reporter is not great.
It's not
great.
Hey,
you learn lessons. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, love Denzel Washington, too.
How can you not?
I know.
Did you learn anything about him that you didn't know? I guess you didn't really do the report.
So. Everything I learned was new.
You didn't really do the work, so I guess you didn't.
But, I mean – And obviously, our listeners, Miss Brenda, who we love very much, Miss Brenda, she said the French horn is very hard to play.
I'm sure it is.
I don't think that's why nobody was in line for it.
No. That wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm sure it
is. It hurts your lip.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. All those.
The chin. You got the strong chin.
I had playing the trumpet with braces.
Oh, I bet that was bad.
I still got dents on the insides of my
legs. I bet that was bad. But, it's
true.
But, yeah. Joe, you walked in here. We're talking about juice.
Yeah.
Juice,
oh,
Joe.
Oh, my gosh.
When you saw this yesterday, was your juice up?
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Dunn is going to be Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, it was. That was, I think, the news that everybody has been waiting to hear, not just this training camp, but, like, for years.
Yep.
To see this Falcons team get in a legitimate, as Raheem Morris would say, dog. At that position. And it's a position that can affect every single play. You know, as good as Justin Simmons, maybe, you know, we could talk about him later. Seems like those reports are kind of ramping up. There's more momentum of him going to the Falcons at this point. But for as much as a safety or a corner can do, you know, a guy that's a terror on the edge can affect every single play that he's out there, whether it's a run or a pass.
Yeah, I mean, a great pass rusher can make the corner's life a lot easier, or a safety's life a lot easier than a safety can make an edge rusher's life. Now, they can do the same thing, but that's what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago when we got here and sort of just analyzing the depth chart, being really happy about all the work that had been done offensively, and still wondering, all right, like, who's even the second corner? How much better did they get as a pass rushing team? Even when Braylon Trice was healthy, that was a big question mark. And then he gets hurt in the first preseason game. It's like, man, like the place where they were already thinnest, they get some injuries, and then they go out and do this. And you're right. Like, this is something, the type of guy, and not only type of guy, we've literally been advocating for Matthew Judon for multiple offseasons because he knew he was available and was a free agent a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But this is the type of move we've been wanting them to make for years. Now it makes even more sense because they're actually ready to win. And we talked to Darnell Mooney about it. And he was like, yeah, I mean, you can't help but look at other guys and be like, these guys are serious.
Yeah, and the other thing, and it kind of struck me today, is, and Raheem Morris said this, which is that you can't make this move if you don't have the quarterback situation solved. And that is such a big part of the equation.
You can, but it doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and like in the case of a free agent signing, for example, and this is kind of like a free agent where it's like, you know, he is getting traded, but he sort of can you know, make impressions on teams of like who he might want to go to, where he might want a contract extension if he's going to go. And, you know, you can't do that with that if you don't have a solid plan in place. I think the reason he wants to get out of New England is because of the quarterback situation they've got there, the fact that they don't really have a general chance to win. Well, and I think this Falcon, he clearly sees this Falcons team as being the opposite of that, of them having a great chance to win.
Joe, do you think there's going to be any adjustment to the contract?
It appears no. Okay. And Raheem Morris was asked about this today and dodged the question, which would indicate that there's not kind of on the table for him to be extended. You would think that if there was, then he would talk kind of more glowingly about it. And he just said it's one of those things. He compared it to them getting Von Miller in L.A. where it's like you bring the guy in, you see what could develop. You know, you have him for that year, and maybe there is something another contract for him as a free agent after the season, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be part of this deal where I initially thought it would be. I thought the only way the Falcons are going to get this deal done is if they present Judon, hey, we're going to also give you this extension. That's been the whole situation with the Hassan Reddick situation.
Right,
he wants the contract, you know, and Jets aren't going to give it to him, and you know he wants another team that does.
That was my knee-jerk reaction to it as well, which is this is great. I assume it means he's probably going to get an extension from the team.
Right.
If he doesn't, that's kind of great, too, because then he plays the season on $6.5 million. But the thing that I like about it is conversation had to have happened. Like Terry Fontenot and his agent were like, yeah, we're going to trade for you. We're also not going to do an extension either. Mm-hmm. And the rumor was that it was sort of down to and Atlanta for the similar compensation to the Patriots. And maybe Judon said, I like because that team's better and that kind of stuff. But that's sort of what separates you from the Jets to deal with that before the guy gets here.
I think so, probably.
Whereas
that due diligence.
The Jets clearly didn't. They're dealing with the ramifications of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like not only being here is the most important thing, like him being on this team and addressing the biggest he's had in years, but also having those T's crossed and I's dotted as far as, yeah, like ball out, and then we'll talk about a contract at the end of the year, or other teams will too. You'll be a free agent. Come in and get 14 sacks this year. The Von Miller comparisons don't stop, and you get a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to credit Terry Fontenot with this. Took a lot of fire, you know, after the draft happened, so much consternation over what they did. And, you know, I've tried to relay what he played to us, and it's kind of the mentality of, like, you know, prioritizing the big rocks first. When you're placing all the rocks in the bucket, you got to put the big ones in first before the little ones come in. That's the only way everything's going to fit. And for them, the biggest rock was obviously that quarterback position. That's what they learned these last couple of years. And I think you have to say, and Raheem Morris, again, pointed to this, but, you know, them addressing that position helps you then get in these, you know, bring in other guys. Jesse Bates was just talking in his press conference, kind of saying, you know, like, come on board. We got good things happening here. And that kind of that confidence stems from the quarterback. Right. We're also talking to Drake London. He was talking about how this season is going to be a 180 for a lot of reasons, but obviously, you know, he's saying it was like, this is my first time playing with a quarterback where I feel like I can go out and show everything that I have as a receiver because I've got this quarterback who's going to be able to get me the ball in the situations where I excel. So there's just really positive, a lot of positivity, obviously, from everybody that we've talked to today about these moves, and you know, despite the fact that they just lost a couple guys for the season because you know they're getting replaced.
Right. Do they, and the Exhibits question I said, do they make this move hurt?
So I think that it's still on the table. I don't think the deal like this materializes in the matter of like 4 days or whatever. I think that there had to have been a lot of groundwork laid in the preceding weeks. I do think that losing those players expedites, you know, hastens the decision making here in trying to get these players in. But it would be far fetched to think that this, you know, they. You know, Braylon Trice goes down, and then all of a sudden he jumps on the phone and says, hey, you know, how about Matthew Judon? Because I actually was listening to a Matthew Judon interview that he did, his first scrum that he did with the New England press at the beginning of this training camp. And even then he mentions rumor. He was like, yeah, I've seen the rumors, you know, to Atlanta, to this place. And I was thinking.
Oh, interesting.
I was thinking, you know, 3 weeks ago, I wasn't hearing that many rumors about.
I didn't hear a rumor at
about
all.
About Judon to Atlanta. So, but clearly he had. And he was saying,
Abe had.
You guys have heard these rumors, right?
Yeah. Abe hears all the rumors.
So maybe, you know, I think that speaks to the fact that this is something, you know, this is a conversation that's been happening now for a while. And then
yeah.
they finally wanted to put
yeah,
it.
I don't buy the idea that Helms and Trice get hurt in the preseason game, and then they're like, okay, we got to get Simmons
Who's
and Judon
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Right.
I think Simmons and Judon are probably on the radar anyway. Now, Judon's here. What about Simmons?
Well, yeah, there's kind of rumors going around. We haven't, at least as far as I know. And this
these are rumors that even I've heard.
Ago. Yeah, I mean, these are things that are happening like literally in the last hour or so,
yeah.
kind of you know, breaking developments on this front. But somebody who I've not heard of, I think it's like Sua is the name. I think they call themselves a CBS sports analyst
yeah,
or something. They have 158,000 followers.
Yeah, I think it's a former player.
Okay, and that tweet has been retweeted by some former Broncos players as well who've played with Justin Simmons who are kind of congratulating him. So maybe they're just taking him on his word. I don't know, but there are some rumors that that there is essentially a deal done in principle with the Falcons and Justin Simmons.
Also, I wouldn't be. I mean, and this is my thing, Joe, and me and Andy were talking about it because it's funny because when that came out on Monday, Jesse was sitting right here, and I showed it to him, and he was like, "Well, yeah." And so, but I've always viewed them as the same player.
Right.
They both have been the same type of player as far as their careers. And I'm talking about that middle of the field safety thing. I don't know if they can play it any other way.
Right.
Because I've never seen it. But I always process it as that. Another one, if Helms doesn't go down, is this something that's going to be out there? I'm asking.
Yeah. I think that they would, again, I think it's a kind of a similar situation where they would have been like looking at this at least as a contender. Plan all along. You know, I do think that this says a lot to the Falcons and how they feel about Richie Grant, you know? And you can't deny that with both like the competition that he's had with Helms prior to Helms' injury and then obviously them moving on to this. It speaks to that, but obviously you're getting in a really good player and so dangerous. And it seems to me like the safety position in general is more valuable nowadays maybe than it has been in the past just because teams are running a lot of this like quarters coverage where you're kind of getting match, you know, one-on-one coverages and you got to rely on safeties to you know, play kind of man-to-man and make big plays, make big turnovers for you, and you know Justin Simmons is obviously a guy who can do that.
And no, I mean, no offense to Richie Grant, but we've all seen it.
Yeah.
He's been here for a number of years now, and it's no secret to Falcons fans that there's been some lapses.
I've heard him almost referred to as like almost more like a pseudo linebacker, like a guy who you want kind of down closer to the line of scrimmage. He's a physical presence. So in like big nickel packages and stuff, he's actually quite useful in some of those roles. But we saw, you know, just when he's in downfield coverage areas and one-on-one situations, you know, he gets exploited.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or can be exploited quite easily.
Well, Joe, does this change your, like, approach for this team as far as the expectations coming into? Because we were, I mean, does it make it even higher? Should they get, obviously win the South, home playoff game, win the playoff game, maybe a chance to be in the NFC Championship game? Is that what this move did for you?
I think it has to, yeah. I mean, I think you have to go from – at least this is how I'm thinking about it, as the Falcons are being a team that's favored to win the South, but you still aren't really kind of – you aren't totally sold on it because we kind of thought that last year. Obviously, there's differences in the quarterback position, but now I think you got to think about this team as one that's contending for a Super Bowl. I think you have to think about them as competing with the likes of Philadelphia. Yeah, I think the 49ers are the favorites in the conference, but Dallas. I think this Falcons team, talent-wise, is on par with some of those teams.
I agree. Like, this, I already – the expectation was winning season, win the division, win a playoff game, all that kind of stuff. Oh. This takes it higher than that. I mean, if he's the best player on the – if you just got your best player, right? Is Matthew Judon the best player on the team?
Yeah. I think
he was ranked 33rd in the NFL. Yeah.
If you just got your best player and the expectation already was high without him, like
– I'm not going to go there. And this is the reason why. The quarterback. He's good.
That's true.
But he's had this before, and he's the only one in one playoff game.
That's true. Danielle Hunter, quite good.
Yes. Justin Jefferson, quite good.
Quite good.
Tight ends, quite good. Yeah. Running back, Cook. Really good.
Yeah, no.
Offensive line. He's had this before.
It's true.
Had this before.
But we weren't there, Randy.
That's all that matters, baby.
We weren't there. We weren't there.
Had it before.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it, JP.
We appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.